Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Dr. Dave Piller is a member of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Board of Directors and gets us ready for tonight's big show.
We could not be more excited to join you and Dave for In the Zone tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be coming to you live from Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse right there on, what is that, Glass College, right? We'll be over there from 6 until 7 to talk about the 2018 induction class, which will be the 8th class for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Certainly want to invite everyone to come join us because it's free and open to the public tonight at Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. But if you can't make it out, of course, WGCL Radio and stream it live on WGCL.
This isn't thrown together. This is way more exhaustive and way more extensive.
Generally, we start this process, you know, our banquet every year is in July. In August and September, we breathe a little bit, do some accounting, do some reflecting and some improvement. But by the time October, November rolls around, we get out some bios, we get out some referrals and some nomination forms from the public. Then also this board is really fortunate to have, in addition to Kit, but Joe Smith and Bob Hamill and Len Hauser, folks that have worked in the media for dozens and dozens of years and decades here in Monroe County. So we have all that information, plus the other wealth of knowledge of our board, and we just start hammering it out. Here, the list started with about 35 athletes, probably about 8 or 10 coaches, and then 8 or 10 more humanitarian contributors. And over the next couple months, we trade notes over email a lot of different ways, but then we hammer it out. And then come January, I think specifically, we get in there and we finalize a class of 6 athletes, 2 coaches, a contributor, and a humanitarian.
And we will reveal that class tonight, Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. 6 to 7 live right here on WGCL Radio. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Some people enjoy watching soap operas, some people enjoy watching sports, and sometimes sports and soap operas cross paths, and you have a story like the Indianapolis Colts dealt with last night. Yesterday, everybody was excited to announce that Josh McDaniels, the New England Patriots offensive coordinator, would be the new Indianapolis Colts head coach. That statement came before lunchtime yesterday. Last night, during dinner time, the statement came from Josh McDaniels was he's no longer going to be the coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He's decided to stick it out with the New England Patriots. Oh, really? Well, that's a good idea. Good to hear the Colts went to the mat, waited through the entire playoffs and Super Bowl to end, and then to be left at the altar by McDaniels. What's lost in all of this is McDaniels already had a staff together, and that included guys from around the league who were told to up and move their families to Indianapolis to be a part of this. I guess that didn't matter to him either, because Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, finally gave McDaniels what he wanted. Who knows if that's a succession plan to follow Bill Belichick? Who knows if that was a monster raise? Who knows if it was all of it? Here's what I know. If it took to the 11th hour and the 59th minute for Robert Kraft to finally give you what you wanted, good. I hope you stay with the Patriots and enjoy every second of it, because obviously before that and before your leverage with the Colts, you weren't that important to him. That's your problem now. You know what it is? It's no longer the Colts' problem. Maybe that's the silver lining in all of this. But you know what the Colts have now? Problems. They don't have a head coach. The playoffs are over and the coaching litter has been picked over. Your move, Jim Irsay. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.